79 WAKY. Want to hold your hand, Beatles. Of course, it's 8 minutes after 4 o'clock at Wacky Radio with Bob Moody. Good afternoon. I'm going to start the show in kind of a special way today. I have a guest on the telephone. We don't usually start with interviews. I'll make an exception in this case. On the telephone with me from Nashville is Billy Joe Royal. Good afternoon, Billy Joe.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Is that all you wanted to say?
That's it.
Okay, well, listen. Hey, you know, you're calling from Nashville, right?
Right.
It's kind of a rainy day up here and everything.
It's a rainy day down here, too.
But look, you got anything going on this weekend? Because I think I can get you into the Louisville Gardens, man.
Terrific.
And you could come down here and sing, you know?
That sounds good. Who's going to be there?
What if I put you on a bill with Jerry Lee Lewis?
Sounds terrific.
And you just sing some songs and everything, and, you know, we'll charge at the door and all that.
Is that okay? Great. Just call some musicians and we'll be right up.
Friday night at the Gardens with Jerry Lee. Is this part of a tour that you're playing on?
Yeah, we're going to be there Friday night and up in Cincinnati Saturday night.
Okay.
So it's a short tour.
Okay, so you miss him here, you can go up to Cincinnati on Saturday, I guess. Wanted to talk about your connection with Louisville, which is kind of unusual because in this market, you managed to have a lot of gigantic songs that didn't necessarily do that well always in other places.
Right.
Some of the songs like Heart's Desire
I think Heart's Desire went to number one there.
I believe so. I've Got to Be Somebody and Every Night and songs like that. Do you think that was just because you played in this area a lot in the 60s?
Well, I lived in Cincinnati when I first started recording.
Well, I used to love her, but it's all over now. Real early Rolling Stones, 1965, or 64 on that one. And before that, from 65, the Moody Blues first hit, and Go Now. It's 12 minutes after 4 o'clock with Bob Moody. Good afternoon. It's quite a bit different this afternoon than it was yesterday with the weather. We're going to try to keep you occupied this afternoon. We'll get the weekend officially underway in less than an hour, so stick around. Is very pretty what a town without pity can do. 62 is the year. The great Gene Pitney at 17 minutes after 4. 417 Wacky Radio on Friday afternoon with Bob Moody and Billy Joe Royal, who has dropped by the studio. You said you were going to come by. I want to talk to you on the phone the other day.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Glad you had time to come in. Let me ask you something. Maybe you know less about this than I do. I don't know. But I've been trying to find out from everybody I'm talking to what happened to Gene Pitney. Is he still performing? Do you know?
Well, he's still big in Europe. But yeah. The last time we did a TV show together 3 or 4 years ago in Nashville. At that time, the biggest thing in his life was his apple orchard. He said, worms in the apples, and I went, huh? He lives in right outside of Hartford, Connecticut. And I'm sure he still works in Europe a lot. He was a giant over there.
I'd love to see him.
Oh, I love Gene Pitney. In fact, I tried to sound like Gene Pitney on Down the Boondocks.
Was that who you were?
Yes.
You're kidding.
I double-tracked it, and Pitney had a record out called... 24 hours to
from Tulsa.
From Tulsa, yeah. And the little lady went, dang. Well, we stole that right off the record.
Is that right?
Sure did.
Well, I'll pay attention to that next time.
Yeah, Pitney was one of my idols.
He's still one of mine, I think. So are you, for that matter.
Thank you.
Listen, in fact, I'm so enthralled by your presence, I'm going to go back and get a cup of coffee. Would you like to do a little monologue or something?
No, don't leave me alone.
Billy Joe Royal, of course, is here to be performing tonight at Louisville Gardens on a show that also includes a group called Bandana. I understand an up-and-coming country group.
I'm not very familiar with them,
but I hear they're good. And another guy that I hear is pretty good from time to time.
Yeah, he's all right.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
The killer.
Yeah, and I am told by Billy Joe's manager that the killer is, in fact, in town.
He is within the city limits.
That's right. So
if
anybody was wondering about that, you can put your minds at rest. The killer will be there tonight for the show.
They were tuning the piano when I left the hall.
That's not going to stay in tune too long. Imagine the way he pounds on that. You remember the early Sun records with Jerry Lee?
Sure.
If you've ever seen him, and his build is Jerry Lee Lewis and his pumping piano.
Yes, I saw him in Valdosta, Georgia when I was a kid down there, and he tore the piano apart.
When I was a little kid growing up in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, he made an appearance there, and of course I was too young to go. I was 8, 9 years old, but I was already into rock and roll, and I can remember reading in the paper, the critics for this little paper there in that town, it said, if Pine Bluff had a censor, and if he had been at that show, he would have shut it down. And I thought, this must be good. You know, when I grow up, I'm going to go see Jerry Lee Lewis.
Oh, he is the killer.
Glad I'm finally getting the opportunity. What's going on with you? What are your plans? You turning around?
Oh, I'm going to go back to the motel and lie down. No, I got I'm going to do a record session December the 5th in Nashville. In fact, I just came from there with a guy named Nelson Larkin, who's really a fine producer. and cut a record next month.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that. If for any reason someone can't make tonight's show, or if you enjoy tonight's show so much that you want to see it again, you'll be in Cincinnati tomorrow night, right?
Cincinnati Gardens tomorrow night.
Okay. Listen, I know you've got to get back I don't know. I don't guess you do, do you? What do you do before a show?
I mean, you've done
a sound check and everything? He's in no hurry. Carice, would you send out for some sandwiches? These guys are going to eat here. Okay. I suppose there's probably something you have to do. Do you play an instrument?
Well, I play a little guitar.
Yeah? Well, then you don't have to tune that.
No, I have a guy that tunes it.
Hey, wait a minute. This rock star stuff is starting to sound simple, man. Let's see if I get this straight. You drive into town, and then you go over to the gardens, and they got everything all set up, and you got these musicians and everything, and then you get on stage, and you sing a few songs, and they pay you a lot of money.
And go back to the room.
Hey, all right.
Well, it's
listen,
okay, isn't it?
There are some crazy friends of mine who are going to be at the concert tonight, Billy Joe. Let's talk about that off the air.
Okay.
Well, I mean, we might manage to have a good time in the River City tonight.
All right.
The show's at Louisville Gardens. Tickets are still available at the box office. Starts at 8 o'clock tonight. Billy Joe Royal along with Bandana and the killer Jared Lee Lewis.
It's worth crowing about.
We apologize for the technical difficulties that we have been experiencing. However, they're entirely in your radio. Glad you got it fixed. AccuWeather from Jerry Tracy saying mainly clear tonight. We'll have a low of 33 degrees in the city, and you think that's cold. Some of the suburbs will get down below freezing, 26 tonight, some of the places, especially in southern Indiana. Then sunny to partly cloudy and cool tomorrow with a high of 55. About the same lows, 33 in the city, 26 in the suburbs tomorrow. Sunday it gets warmer. Sunday, 58 degrees with sunshine. Currently, mostly clear skies, 49 degrees, WAKY.
With almost no bread.
Tonight's Happy Hour features a free taco with each margarita, followed by dancing and live music by Dino and Flight from 7 p.m. till closing. It's happening tonight at Finnegan and Goldberg's Booze and Bagels Club. Well, I bet it's been kind of strange to be listening the last 15 minutes or so. I was just sitting here having a good time with Billy Joe Royal. I mean, every once in a while, you know. Yeah. First things first. Here's Sam Cooke. Bring it on home to me, darling.
I'm WAKY, AccuWeather meteorologist Jerry Tracy.
At 4:34 in Louisville, we have 49 degrees at WAKY.
Yeah, it sure was nice to have my very close personal friend, Billy Joe Royal, drop by a few minutes ago. We were talking. The last time I saw him was 15 years ago, 1968, and the guy still looks the same. I knew him when he walked in the door. It's going to be a great show tonight. Billy Joe Royal, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Bandana, 8 o'clock at the Gardens. I'm not going to miss that one. It's 4:34, and we are Wacky Radio. One of my all-time favorites, the Turtles from 1967, Do You Know What I Mean? And before that, California Dreamin' on Such a Winter's Day from the Mamas and the Papas. It's kind of going to feel like a winter's night. If it was, felt like a winter's day. I guess it's been getting chillier all day. The point is that Jerry Tracy of AccuWeather is saying the low tonight in the city will be 33 degrees. Some of the suburbs could get as cold as 26 tonight. It's 4:38. This is Bob Moody, and we are Wacky. I got it bad for the new girl in school. Jan and Dean from 1964 at a Wacky Radio with Bob Moody at 17 minutes before 5 o'clock on a Friday. Fridays are always kind of frail around here. I don't know why I get so silly on a Friday. I guess it's because Fridays are supposed to be wacky. Clever, Bob. Real clever. Feel the earth move under my feet, Carole King. And before that, Baby Alma, Won't You? From David Gates and Brad. It's 4:49 now, 11 minutes before 5 o'clock. Here's something that looks like it could be a lot of fun tomorrow afternoon. The Louisville West End Lioness Club will revive Old Walnut Street days tomorrow at the Lions Community Center. Now, that's at 1150 South 28th Street. Starting at noon tomorrow, you'll be able to revisit replicas of some of the most popular night spots of the 40s, 50s, and 60s and enjoy the music of that period. Admission is free. free.
Merry Christmas. See you at the Sealback.
And they're good all next year except for Derby.
And I wish I had brought a heavier coat with me today. AccuWeather's Jerry Tracy says it will be mainly clear tonight, but very cold. 33 the low in the city, but some of the suburbs, especially north of the city, down to 26 tonight. Sunny to partly cloudy tomorrow, but a high of only 55. About the same conditions tomorrow night we're going to have tonight. A low of 33 in the city, 26 in the suburbs. Sunny and a bit warmer on Sunday, but a high still of only 58 degrees. It's 49 is our current temperature, 49 degrees at the mighty 790. We are Wacky Radio. Feels so bad, I feel so sad. Since I lost my baby, Motown's Temptations at Wacky Radio with Bob Moody. Don't go away now. We're going to get the weekend officially underway in about 10 minutes right here, Wacky.
For Jefferson Circuit.
It's 5 minutes before 5 o'clock, and here's Tommy James and the Shondells. It was just a mirage.
Jerry Tracy.
At 5:05, we have clear skies in Louisville, 46 degrees at WAKY.
Ah, you better keep an eye on me for the rest of the afternoon, Carol. You know, I always get silly on Fridays, but today
weird.
It seems to be a very frail case. We'll see. You know, every once in a while on this program, though, that we do make a discovery of major importance in the history of rock and roll. Remember when we talked to Bobby Vinton, and he said that he wrote Mr. Lonely when he was at Fort Knox.
That's true.
Then Billy Joe Royal this afternoon said that on Down in the Boondocks, he was trying to sound like Gene Pitney.
Yeah, my favorite. What did he say had happened to Gene Pitney?
I said he was taking care of an apple orchard outside of Hartford, Connecticut.
Oh,
I'd love to see Gene Pitney, too. Yeah. I'm looking forward to tonight, though, seeing a killer in Village Hill Royal. That'll be nice. Let's get the weekend going now. It's 6 minutes after 5 on Friday. Here's how we do it officially. One of these days, I'm going to be rolling in it because I'm hungry. Paul Revere and the Raiders of Wacky Radio. And before that song, we used to get every weekend going. Easy Beats, Friday on my mind. It's 11 minutes after 5 o'clock. Bob Moody at Wacky. I've got the killer coming up.